matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
You know, Brother Phillips, I know it's been a few days since I've been to El Studio Filippio, but you know, when somebody comes and sits in my chair, you know, I should be pre-warned and the settings, respectfully, should get put back up.
The settings weren't messed up.
Yeah, they were. You didn't see me readjust?
No. No settings got touched.
It don't feel right. Something feels off.
That's because somebody else's butt was in that chair.
Mm-hmm. You hear all that?
Yeah. That would be one Don Newen.
He is Don Newen.
He is Don Newen.
I was going to do his whole thing.
They came by on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. Tuesday.
He was kind of zombified, I guess. He looked like a zombie.
He worked his butt off for the holidays.
Sure did.
Memorial Day.
So
for what they were doing, but.
Anyways, folks, we love you. Happy Thursday to each and every one of you. Abnormal Realities, abnormalrealities.com. Don't forget to get your asses on over to Odyssey Radio. You can find it on iHeart, and you can find it right on our website. You can find the mobile app by searching your Google or freaking iTunes store. Just search Odyssey Radio, O-D-Y-S-Y, Radio, or go to odysseyradio.com. We love you guys. Ron Phillips, we don't got a lot of time with our guest.
That's correct. We've got our guest for a half hour tonight. Our guest tonight is the Reverend Teal Gray. She is also a best-selling author. She lectures on mysterious and long-forgotten world practices, paranormal fields of study, and ghostly encounters, including those in her own home. As an ordained minister, she blends her knowledge of world religions and her gifts of intuition to assist paranormal investigative teams on sites of everything from historic buildings to sacred sites worldwide. Her latest book is from the History Press, is called Haunted Denton, and that is a town that's about, 40, 50 miles north of us where we broadcast from here. Yep. But her previous book is called Haunted Hill House, Darkness Resides in Texas. And you guys know that we've all been there, right? Twice. So you guys join us in welcoming Teal Gray. Teal, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, Teal, I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, wait a minute, Denton. Oh. Goldman's Bridge.
Yes.
Goldman's Bridge is in Denton.
Yeah.
Come on,
yes,
girl.
That's in the Haunted Denton book. Yeah. It's got a lot of history there. A lot of weird things happen. But I tell you, I must say, I've been all over the world, and the most haunted place I've ever been, and it's haunted on so many levels and so many different entities, is Hill House.
Boom. We've been there twice. What?
Yes.
We're professionals.
General Wells. Boy, that's the spot.
We've been there twice. And unfortunately for me, I'm going to say it, unfortunately for me, we've only gotten bits and pieces. And like the first time we were there for 6 or 7 hours.
Yep.
The second time we were only there for about 3.
Yep.
And we've gotten a few hits, but nothing that would just blow my socks off.
All right, Teal, let me explain something, please. And maybe you can help a brother out because, you know, Ron is trying to transform into his spiritual journey, right? He really is.
That's a fact.
So I'm going to joke around and say funny things, but he is definitely trying. He's trying to understand meditation. He's trying to get into meditation. He's trying to figure something out, right? It's all part of a journey that's his, right? But Ron always says this, though. He says that he really wants like a major experience with something paranormal. And I ask him, are you sure that's what you really want? Right. Cause I'm traumatized. Mm-hmm. Right. So if somebody came up to you and they said that to you,
I think you're actually saying it incorrectly though. And here's why I say that.
Saying what?
I don't want a major experience. I want something
that's major.
No, it doesn't have to be major. No, it doesn't even have it. It doesn't have to scare me. That's not what I'm talking about. I just don't want something to grasp.
Like, what do you mean grasp?
I want something to occur that makes my mind go, I cannot explain what that was.
Okay, Teal. What kind
a little tap on the shoulder, you mean? A little something like
correct.
That? A little personal?
Correct.
Well, I tell you, Haunted Hill House in Mineral Wells is really the place I believe you're going to find it, because there are there's everything from, you know, and I'm going to say it, and I am one to say probably not a demon, because, you know, that's rarer than a lightning strike. But I have had numerous interactions at Haunted Hill House with Toby, who is, in fact, he showed himself to me as a demon and with the number 7. And so that showed me that he not only was a demon, but he was carrying others within him, because what we call that is an infestation. Somebody along the line, it was not Kathy or Sonny, this was right. At some point in his connection with this house, they tried to exorcise him. Well, when that doesn't work, and that's never, if it's not the Catholic Church, it's not going to work. I'm sorry, it's not. You can exorcise some things, but that's not going to happen. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but you're Catholic, so you know, like, that's they're trained for that. Yeah. And so when he showed 7 to me, when they go out and they're not properly exorcised, they come back with 6 more stronger than them. What? So now you've got this fractured personality of all these different levels of demonic activity. But he was really beautiful. In fact, he is on the back cover, my image of him on the back cover of the book. I don't know if you can see him. But so many people have to cover the book up. They cannot read the book with his image looking at them. And he's actually quite handsome, very beautiful. So they will cover the book with tape or paper, whatever. And, you know, so Toby's not looking at them. But Toby, he has interacted with a number of people through time, and there's been several women who even have a love attachment with Toby. They feel like they're in love with him. He's very beautiful, and he's very sort of got this smoothness to him, and you can see where he once, before he fell, you can see that beauty in him before he fell. He retained so much of his previous, you know, in self before the fall. And he's very talkative. If he likes you, he's wonderful. But he has scared many people, grown men running, you know, right out the door. If that happens too. But there's been things that have been miraculous at Haunted Hill House, not just the scary stuff, the bites, the scratches, the noises, the visions, you'll see full bodied apparitions, you'll see, you know, spirits in the mirror. That's why I did the cover the way I did, because when I visited the first time, I looked in the mirror and I kept seeing all these images of other people's faces, and they weren't mine. But there have been healings. People have been healed. And that I talk about that in the book. Kathy has had people that came very ill, and the good angels that are there healed them. And they have had some really incredible experiences. So you could have a scare, or you might have something that is really beautiful.
Right.
Either way, you're definitely going to come away with the belief and the no doubt about that there is something on the other side that we can't explain.
We've done a lot of work in Toby's room up there. We've done a lot of work in Joshua's room, Jacob's room, a little bit of work in Emily's room, but nothing in the two times that we've been there, let's say a total of 10 hours, nothing major has occurred. Now, I will tell you this. The last time we were there, we did not stay past 1 o'clock in the morning, which is when I understand things start to get crazy.
I was about to say, and of course, 3 a.m. is the witching hour, of course. But he came to me in the axe room.
In the axe room.
And he had little children were with him, actually.
Yeah.
And he came in.
For those people who followed us on our videos, the axe room is the room where the dolls were laying on the bed. It was me and Rocky and Randy that night. We did a video. We were in that room for 30, 40 minutes That's the room that we're talking about. It's got the bathroom off to one side. Go ahead, Teal.
Yes. And right across the hall, so the you're in that room. The carousel room is across, and the stairs that lead, you know, up to his domain are right there. So he appeared for me. He's appeared to me in the axe room, coming towards at that time, like not at the bed, but more where the bathroom is coming in. And then on the stairway, at the top of the stairs, it's where I first met him when he showed me the seven. And I knew, that's what happened. So I knew it was a whole nother bag of tricks with that. And then in the carousel room, the first night that I was there, there were girls getting, you could see the covers moving. They were getting not jerked off the bed with the power and force that you've seen that other video attached to the house, but move them, you know, and pull their hair. Mm. You hear voices and everything. I had this weird like swish sound going that woke me up, and in fact one of the children spirits came in and I thought, what is this? Is it just them? And I kept hearing this swish swish, and I thought they were telling me shh, to listen for something, and that wasn't it at all. The swishing sound, once I followed it into the living room where the piano is, and at the time, you know, there was a couch to the other side, and I think it's still set up that way. But I went in and immediately understood the swish sound was not shushing me. They were telling me, oh, the other spirit is in the living room. And it was, I looked, I couldn't believe it was so clear. It was a young girl hanging, and her skirt, like this rough kind of a skirt, was as she was swinging from the noose. Where she'd hung herself, then you could hear that scrape the wall. And one of the girls that was on the team with me that had slept on the couch, she was packed up, ready. She's like, this is too much. What? And she did not know what I saw at the moment, but she said, listen, something was just like watching me or over me all night long, and I kept hearing things. I couldn't figure out what it was. I checked the wall. There's nothing there. And I told her what I saw, and I said, she's still hanging there. And with some little research, I touch on it in the book. There was an account of a girl that hung herself. And in fact, Sonny had some work he had done with equipment, and you could see, you know, like the little stick figure of her hanging, and other teams had been there previous before Sonny and Kathy owned the house, and they had had EVPs, and their psychic had said, oh, somebody hung herself, and she told me they did it. As if somebody did her to keep her quiet.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh my gosh, it gave me chills. And so that was interesting. That was one of those things. So what I'm saying, Ron, is you may have something that evolves. It might be seeing something, touching something. You might see something. You might hear sounds. And you've got to take note of even those little things that you don't understand. I thought it was a shh, shh, but it wasn't. It was swish, swish. That's dead girl.
So we did have... We did have a little bit of interaction, or the group that we were there with, a little bit of interaction with Willie in the scratch room while playing poker. That was kind of interesting. We did have a guy get scratches on his back, and we did take pictures of that. So that was interesting. I wasn't there with them when all of that took place. Rocky and I were somewhere else in the house.
That they're really careful about trying to make sure that it's documented and there's no tricks being played. And there's just hundreds of times people are bitten and scratched in that room.
Oh, yeah, they'll throw you out of the house if they catch you cheating.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I stay so, so very protected. But even me, as much as I am, you know, piling it on, I was in that room and I wasn't scratched. But I could feel like pinprick, like something like little needles, you know, at me. And I finally left and nothing showed up. But that was just still coming through all those layers.
That happened to me where I thought it felt like I got pinched in my side.
Yeah.
It felt like a pinch, but there was nothing there. Ron looked. And
that was as you came out of the, or you mentioned that to me as you
came out and then I stopped.
Yeah.
And right when I came out, I stopped and I just stood there for a second. And then you actually see me on video when I feel the pinch.
Right. And so, you know, that's actually, I'm fine with being pinched and, you know, little things like that versus scratches and bites. So that's okay. But, you know, there is a lot of activity in that room.
Let me ask you this, though. This is the part that it's interesting to me because I don't know what to classify me. Right. I just know that I'm hyper aware of these types of situations. I'll just keep it at that. But when I look up those stairs, and I look up and I could see through the railings in the darkness, something in my body straight up tells me you are not going up there by yourself. You are not going up there by yourself. What is going on upstairs and what's my mind telling me?
Well, it's trying to protect you because you, I can tell you're very empathic. So you not only have these experiences, you take on the feelings and the emotions. So if you were to go up there, because it's very high energy.
I get super overwhelmed.
Yeah,
it would overwhelm you. And, you know, some people, it really affects them and it stays with them. And so you have to really keep cleansed as you leave and protected. But I think it was just your, you know, you've got good angels around you. You've got protective spirits around you. And they were just telling you, hey, that's too much. You know, Rocky, you don't need to go up there alone. And I think especially when you're not there for a certain purpose, that I don't think you need to be alone in the house. I mean, go in teams at least, go in groups. And, you know, that does more than one thing. One, it kind of breaks up the attack, if you're going to have an attack or an energy around you. And also you can say, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you kind of have a backup system for your evidence. And so, but I just think they were trying to protect you.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, too much. Because you have a very open heart and you haven't practiced all that protection, you know, around you. And I can tell you how to do that. I'll send you a message of how to do that.
So
it would have been too much for you.
Teal, we've got about 6 minutes left. Tell us about your charities, and then I want to hear about some of the stuff that's going on in your own home.
Oh, boy. There's a lot going on here. Well, I changed the name recently from Teal Gray Worldwide, you know, Charities, because so many people through the years have gotten involved, and they just have these beautiful hearts to help children around the world. And so I just renamed it Hugs from Texas. And so that's going to be the new name, and I got the logo up, and everything's being created, the site and everything. So I'll make sure you have all of that. But, you know, several times a year we go and do a Halloween party, Christmas party for the Pythian Children's Home. We donate through the years blankets. I can't tell you how many blankets I've made, and we make sure that those go to first responders, fire departments, police stations, because that's an intake sometimes they get of infants, children, you know, teenagers, all the way, and elderly. You know, we want to make sure they have resources as we can help to maybe have something special that person who's having a trauma or that has been rescued, saved. There's so many different situations they come from that they have something that they have that moment and something they can keep for the infants and the children. You know, I make little bears that they can have for the elderly. I make little flat angels they can take when they're going through their treatments and hospitals, nothing metal, you know, nothing that they can get hurt on. So that's, you know, kind of that. For as far as this house, my goodness, both houses, the front house is the main house, and it's haunted with different spirits that are different from the ones that are in the back house. And there's there's even an elemental, and there's different spirits that are on the property. So this property used to be one of the original first ones in Denton, and it had a big old two-story farmhouse and a well still here on the land. And I think that's got something to do with it, but it burned to the ground about the time they were having the wagon trains coming from the Goodnight Loving Trail. I have a seasonal creek, which used to be a creek because I'm just over the hill from a finger of Lake Louisville, so that wraps around. And so this used to be very traveled from the pioneer times, and so I think some of the spirits are from then. And there was a little girl that was so vivid, so solid at times, that the neighbors, who moved immediately, wanted to ask me about having a play date with my granddaughter and their son. And I was like, they're like, because she says she can't come over. And so they're like, you know, we just wanted to talk to you about that. And she can't leave the property for whatever reason, And so I was, then the little boy said, you know, sometimes she scares me. And I said, she scares me too. She's been seen through the years by so many people. And I talk about her in a lot of the books and stuff, just different stories. So she's probably a main character for some reason. This road is very open, wide open, but we have terrible, terrible fatal wrecks. It's one of the deadliest in Texas, Highway 380, or University Drive. And so you'll see little crosses all down across from my house. I've had people that came through the fence, that got run off the road, came through the fence and died at my front big country. I mean, so you've got random spirits, I'm sure, that have died all around here that kind of pass through at times. And then people associate with the house. There's been two people that died in the front house through the years. So some of them I know, and then some of them pop in that I don't know. And I have a huge collection of memento mori items that I travel with. So I think some things are attached to that.
What is memento mori? Yeah.
Memento mori is items of like braided hair or pieces jewelry and things from people that passed. It used to be a big thing in mm-hmm. the Victorian times. Sure. And it's still a thing. So I think sometimes it's attached. I have a lot of historic items. I have pieces that I got from in London. I got them from the World War One museum, and it's pieces of the Hindenburg, but it's the one that was the first one that took lives. And so I have pieces of that here. Wow. I have a pair of shoes from Dachau, the concentration camp.
Right.
And on the bottom there's rocks, but also little pieces of teeth. I mean, I have some items that have a lot carried weight.
Holy cow.
Ron said, I just want to say for the record, though, Ron did say that if he goes before me, that I can have his mustache.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Where can they find your books, and where can they find more about you?
Okay, well, I tell you, you can follow me if you go to Amazon.com. and look up Teal Gray, especially because it's going to try to send you to some paint and colors because of my name. But if you key in like Haunted Hill House, Teal Gray, or Haunted Den, Teal Gray, it'll take you to all my books and you can see them there. So thankfully, got eight bestsellers so far. So
congratulations. That is outstanding.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to working with you in the future and doing a lot within our communities, on top of having you back on and talking about Denton and Goatman's Bridge and all other things paranormal and psychic related. So thank you so, so much for your time tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Teal Gray, thank you again. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Look forward to having you on again in the future.
Talk soon, Teal. Thank you so much. All right, folks, abnormalrealities.com. We love the hell out of you. Next 30 minutes, folks, put on your seatbelt because I'm going to kick the second session off with a freaking story. Don't worry about it. Ron Phillips, take us home, bro.
We'll see you guys in 2 minutes. Stick around. Stop touching me. Oh, my God.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logoed designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Do you have fewer than 3 bowel movements a week? Are your stools dry, hard, and or lumpy? Your stools are difficult or painful to pass? Do you have stomach aches and maybe stomach cramps? Do you feel bloated and nauseous? Do you feel that you haven't completely emptied your bowels after a movement? Well, if that's the case, then the chances are pretty good you are dehydrated. So what you need to do is go to www.insanecustomtumblers.com. We have hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of images that you can purchase for your personalized tumbler today. If you're looking for a custom design, we can help you with that. Insane Custom Tumblers is the one-stop shop for you. Once again, go to insanecustomtumblers.com. Again, that is insanecustomtumblers.com. Use code INSANE20 for a 20% discount today. InsaneCustomTumblers.com. Poop well, my friends. Poop well.
Welcome back to Abnormal Realities, folks. I'm Ron Phillips. That's Rocky Stucci.
Hi.
And apparently he has a big breaking news story.
I do, but before I get into this story, folks, welcome to the program. Before I get into the story, because
by the way,
funny.
I've missed you, all of you, even you right over there. I've missed you.
No, that one?
There? Yeah, that one right there.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
All right. So, you know what a weenus is?
A weenus?
Yes.
I know what a weenus is.
Why?
You obviously didn't.
How do I not know this information? How do I not know what what was the other one called? A viola or something like that?
Vulva?
A vulva.
A viola.
Get your motor running on a vulva. Yeah. A weenus. I didn't know what a weenus was until this afternoon, and I kind of had to pretend I did because it was in front of a bunch of dudes and they're laughing, and I secretly backed off. And I Googled what a weenus was.
Right there, baby.
This is a weenus. Don't touch my weenus.
It's the loose skin at the end of your elbow. Stop.
Hold on. I'm touching your weenus.
Stop, dude. You're giving me freaking...
Rocky Stucci just touched Ron Phillips's weenus.
What did I do to you?
Giving me bursitis or something.
What the F is bursitis? It
makes my bone, my joints hurt.
Dude, I'm Mr. Miyagi. Watch this, folks.
What are you doing? Stop. What are you doing? Welcome back to the freaking show after a week. You can tell when Rocky and I haven't seen each other for a few days.
Ron sends me a message today at 5:45.
Did I?
And he says, hey, bro, what's up? He goes, by the way, if you want it, make sure you remember your laptop just in case you want it.
Oh, that was tonight. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's my mother effer right there looking out for a bro. Because I almost forgot it.
Did you?
I did.
Well, it made me remember because the last time you forgot it and had to do a show without it, you bitched about it the whole damn show.
It was difficult not having it here.
I know.
Just the visual
the same
of
for
it
me,
here,
dude.
You know?
It's the same for me.
Well, we can't do a show unless you had your laptop.
That's not true. I've got this other computer.
So I'm talking to a guy.
See, so.
A very cool one.
Yeah.
At that. I'm talking to a guy today. Good, good dude. I'm just going to say his name starts with a K and ends with an E. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
And there might be a Y in there. So anyways, he was telling me a story of one time where he had his little child. It was a hot summer day down here in Texas. I don't know if he was in the pool or he's wearing the shorter shorts, right? You know, all swim shorts kind of go up too far. I like the long ones.
They do. Yeah.
I don't like people seeing above my knees. You know, you got to pay for that if you want to see above that, right? How you doing? So you sat down and somebody, his mom, or he or somebody started taking pictures of him and the baby. Well, none of them realized the fact that his balls were hanging out of his shorts.
Who, the baby?
No.
Oh, he is.
The grown man. He didn't realize it. He was just sitting there in his shorts, swimming shorts, whatever they were. His mom didn't realize it. And obviously the kid didn't give a rat's ass about a ball sack, right? And so, what are you doing, Phillips, bro?
I'm adjusting.
Oh, it looks way better. I see it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I have to adjust the background a little bit.
I saw a little glow. Here?
Yeah.
That could have been my light that you just took away.
Yeah.
So everything's cool. They go on with their day. They're making freaking hamburgers and some Italian sausage on the grill. Maybe a couple steaks and some potato salad. You know, maybe some shrimp because you guys do that crawfish down here.
So we do crawfish. It has nothing to do with shrimp.
Don't worry about it, though. I don't know the difference because I ain't eating either one of them. So mom goes home and she's all proud. Son, child, grandchild, family stuff and hot dogs. So she goes and posts a picture on Facebook. And his ball was hanging out of the freaking shorts.
Oh, no, dude. So we had social media ball sack.
And apparently he has a pretty big ball sack. So that's what I learned in the story, too.
Well.
So I said, send us a picture. Let us, you know, we'll be the... True story. Honest to God, I learned that story today. And I looked at him. I says, brother, man, I love you. Show material, bitch. You're up.
It's your turn.
Yep.
God,
Ron and I will be out somewhere and we'll just be kind of doing whatever we freaking do and something will happen. We'll both look at each other at the same time and go,
show material.
Yep. And it's a show material.
Sometimes Misty will do something funny and I'll look at her and go, that's show material right there. And then I get this mean look and she throws shit at me. So sometimes it makes it on the show and sometimes it doesn't.
Depends how freaking feisty he is.
Discretion is the better part of valor for me. So, yeah.
What's going on?
Who's calling me right now?
Oh, well, shocking.
Why would he be doing that?
Oh, okay. All right. He's trying to reclaim the chair is what he's trying to do. I'm sitting back in the chair. Look, I'm rubbing butt cheeks with Don Newman. So, yeah, true story. Just I was super excited to tell everybody that. And so, I told you that. What would you guys do? You know, obviously the picture came down, but he was so paranoid that he went to his mom's house. And when his mom went somewhere, he went into his mom's phone and deleted those pictures. The mom still didn't know about the balls.
So she didn't know. Nobody told her. Well, okay.
I think, somebody had to have taken the picture down.
Unless they had access to
it. I got some research to do on how that happened. But yeah, so, hey, gents, man, we love you, man. And man, that's cool, right? And we don't judge. Hell, take your shorts off. I don't care, really. But if you're going to be taking pictures and posting them up on social media, make sure either one of two things, you know, no balls are breathing oxygen, you know, or those balls have a nice haircut. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rocky Stucci.
Thank you, Texas. Good night.
Yeah.
All right, man. Cool. So, We're a week and 2 days away.
We are.
Got a little anxiety, I think. I think I do. No, I don't have anxiety. I was actually thinking about that on the way here. Dude, we're going to make this shit look good.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, here's what we're talking about.
It's time for the 2022 Celebrity Softball Classic at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. I'm Ron Phillips, and here's our official on-field announcer, Rocky Stucci.
Folks, Rocky Stucci here, the official announcer for the Celebrity Softball Classic. Look at where I'm at. Globe Life Field, the location for the Celebrity Softball event that's going to be held June 11th. What you need to do right now is you need to go to CelebritySoftballClassic.org. CelebritySoftballClassic.org. You see all these seats? All the way around, we have a spot for you. Celebrity Softball Classic Dago. We have an amazing lineup of guests like you're going to see right now.
Athletes and TV celebrities will come together to help raise money for our first responders and wounded military veterans.
If you ain't going to come to the game, we can't be friends, folks. Get on over to CelebritySoftballClassic.org, CelebritySoftballClassic.org. Support the amazing men and women in uniform, the veterans, and all those that have given so much to give us the freedom to do this beautiful event. Celebrity Softball Classic, June 11th. Be there.
Tickets on sale now at CelebritySoftballClassic.org. For event promoter TK Klund and announcer Rocky Stucci, I'm Ron Phillips. We'll see you there.
I love that. I love that commercial because there's two big old flubs in that commercial.
Two big old flubs, dude. And we still went with it.
CelebritySoftball.org. CelebritySoftballClassic.org
or something.
Doggo
or something like that. Because I was going to say .com, and I caught it in my brain, but it was too late, and I triggered.
Celebrity Softball Classic, Doggo. And then the other one is when he turns to point at the stands, you notice he wasn't wearing his own shirt.
I was informed to make sure I didn't do what I did, just for the record. I was told,
let's see, here,
don't
let me,
flip around.
Let me do this. Watch this.
It's time for...
Here, I'll do this. Let's see. There it is. So, hey, it is what it is, dude. Most people didn't catch it. They're looking at where you're pointing.
Yeah, I bet they are.
You agree?
I wasn't.
You knew. That's because you knew your shirt wasn't your shirt.
I made that shirt look good. CelebritySoftballClassic.go.
.org. And, yeah, so right now, I mean, everything that I've seen posted is if you donate $1,000, that actually buys 200 tickets to the game, which is a $4,000 value. And those tickets are given to veterans and their families so that they can come to the game as well. So if you know anybody who wants to throw a little sponsorship out there, $1,000 will get 200. It's 200 tickets, right?
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal. Yeah. First responders, firefighters, paramedics, whoever.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This will be my first time on the field. I have no idea what I'm doing on the field.
You're right with
me,
bro.
I'm going to follow him around.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Follow him around, hand him cue cards of who's walking up to bat.
No.
You know I'll have to.
Just have a sheet.
I'll do like this. I'll go. Rocky. It's Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the plate, number 32 for the red team is Ezekiel Elliott.
They call him Zeke.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah, but it should be fun. We're doing Friday night, which
we're doing Friday night.
that's the pregame. The pregame party.
I ain't drinking.
No, you can't drink because if you drink, you'll never make it to the game
Saturday. I will die.
Yeah.
There's no way to do it. No, my luck, dude. I do something stupid on Friday and have some drinks, and I'm going to be super hungover and miserable the whole time.
Yep.
And blow it.
Because they have an after game party, too.
I may have a beer for there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But so we're looking forward to that.
Any locals? I know Audrey's coming. She's coming all the way from LA. She's coming. She's going to be down here. Apparently she's coming from Thursday to Sunday and she has to go make a side visit real quick. And somehow in that she thinks we got time to go Bigfoot hunting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What up, girl? So yeah, come and check it out. If you're local Dallas, Fort Worth area and you're listening, you want to come just get a hold of us. Let us know. I could probably hook you up with some tickets. Cause I know people, I may know a couple people for this game. So anyways,
I want to give a shout out to my son.
Yeah, what's going on?
I think it was my son that sent that to me today, but I'm trying to find it. Let's see, was it?
Well, while you're looking, Holly just came in. Holly just wants you to know that you're all in our thoughts. You're all in our prayers. I'm glad to hear there was a nice turn yesterday. Probably don't even know if I should even say this on the microphone, but I don't care. I'm going to. I just want you to know we're thinking about you and we love you.
We are.
You got a whole family of people out here that got your back. So
virtual hugs, Holly, virtual hugs. It was not my son. Sorry, Sean. It was a friend of mine, Tim, who sent this to me. And we talked about this a few weeks ago about the Voyager spacecraft that was launched back in the late 70s. That's way the hell out there now. But in the news recently,
wait, isn't in Star Trek, there's a Voyager.
Yep.
Star Trek. So who's Voyager. Copying who?
Star Trek's copying them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
So, as of today's date, this was posted, this article, Voyager spacecraft's terrifying new signals unlike anything ever seen. What? Voyager, way out past the heliosphere, way out into interstellar space. It is the farthest spacecraft. It's exploring the area of space where nothing from Earth has ever flown before. But in a new turn of events, Voyager 1 seems to be sending weird signals from beyond the solar system, and nobody really knows why.
What do they mean by weird? What's their definition?
Weird signals. It says the spacecraft has sent back stunning images and vital data from interstellar space that has previously been shrouded in mystery. It says, are 45 years of space adventures finally taking their toll on Voyager 1, or could it be something else altogether?
Okay.
So basically, what they're saying is this thing is sending back data that says everything's A-okay. All the stuff is functioning like it's supposed to function. The antenna's pointed in the right direction, but it's sending back some data that is scrambled.
Oh.
And they can't make sense of it. They don't understand what it's trying to tell them.
But I thought we knew everything, though. I thought we could figure everything out.
What's cool about this is if they are, let's say it's sending back something, yeah, or it's being told to send back something, and they end up deciphering it, can you imagine?
Why don't they just come out and tell us?
Well, they don't know yet.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, no, they don't
know yet. Oh, no, they don't know about what's going on with the Voyager, but why don't they just come out and tell us that this shit exists? There's been more UFO sightings in the last day than who knows how long. I mean, it's like every day you're seeing all... Dude, I shared a video to our Facebook page. Did you watch that video?
Which one? Recently you did?
Yeah, like within the last few days. It was like literally one of the best UFO videos that I've ever seen. I didn't read any of the comments if there were any. But this dude was out doing B-reel stuff with his drone, and this UFO flies by, and he did all the math on if it was going that fast per frame. I mean, he did it all broken down on how fast this thing was going.
How long is the video?
It's not that long.
We'll pull it up. Oh, well, I don't know if we can pull it up and play it or not. I'm trying to get over to it, but my...
Yeah, here, I'll get there right now.
Platform, we'll get over there. What is going on?
Or I can just at least show a clip. Oh, are you serious? You know...
Oh, you shared that link about the NASA engineers baffled by bizarre telemetry.
No, not that one.
And I don't think you put it in here.
Yeah, watch this.
Yeah, it's not in here.
It is.
When did you put it in here?
I don't know why I did. I got it. Just sing a song for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Ron Phillips.
I don't have a song to sing.
Watch this, dude. Watch how quick I get there.
Okay.
Was it on Facebook?
It was not. It's not in our Facebook share. See, Rocky and I share a group on Facebook called Show Material.
No, I posted it on our page.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why didn't I see that?
I'm getting to it. Right here. Boom. Footage captured by Sam Chortek. I don't know if I'm going to ball. Oh, I got to do this. I got it.
All right. Yeah, don't forget to start the whatever you call it there.
All right. Boom.
Yeah. Where'd you say it was posted?
Facebook page.
Oh, our Facebook page.
Bro.
All right. I got it. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. I don't think I got volume. Hold on. I'll do volume here real quick.
Yeah, because you would hear it.
Right. Operator, basically what we do is we go out and just find epic landscapes to use as B-roll in the film. Oh. And so we put up the drone.
And watch this.
Got some pretty great shots.
Just watch in the mountain
like
line there.
400 or 500 feet away from the drone. Don't hear, don't Whoa. See anything.
The hell is that? Watch this. Watch this. Look at this thing come in.
That night. Go to dinner.
Look at that.
Our drone operator.
That thing is moving.
Through the footage. We like just go through the footage every night just to make sure that.
And I believe this is actual speed. Right here. Okay. No, not actual.
He comes up to us at dinner and his face is just like totally white. He's like, mm-hmm. guys, I don't know what I just saw, but like we captured
that thing
crazy
turns.
Shit yep. out there. And, you know, go up in into his room.
And he's doing a hard bang to the right.
And he shows us the clip, and it's just like, you know, we're shooting 60
I think he's going
to
show it real.
Trying to slow it down as much as possible, literally, like, frame by frame by frame.
Yeah.
There was no way that he had, like, messed around with the footage at all.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah, because it was on the raw. It was on the raw clip. And this was in 2016, so this was a few years ago. And,
that thing like, is literally we're standing.
He's going to tell you how quick.
Like,
watch this.
500 feet away from this drone and don't hear anything. Don't see anything. Like, something traveling that fast would make a sonic boom. When we first saw it, we, like, broke every single second of that clip down. And if you zoom in right at the beginning of that clip, you can see this thing comes down over the through the valley and it in the valley, and then it turns and it comes straight. So something traveling that fast, turning at that speed, yeah, that low, right, it's just insane. Like, we looked on Google Maps, and the mountain range where it comes, where it, you first see it, was 3.5 miles away from where we were.
Listen.
And the drone gets from the mountain range, and it passes through screen in a second. And so you do that math, it's traveling 3.5 miles in a second. Like, nothing travels that fast that we have. Like, you see the shit all over, like, CNN about the fighter jets seeing,
yep,
you know, these halo shapes.
It's rotating.
And honestly, it looks very similar shape to that, but that's like, you can't see, you know, that's like not, you can't really tell in that footage that they released, like, because it's, you know, this is very clear. This is probably,
damn,
like, the highest quality
that thing
out there. Yeah.
That thing is on its side when it's turning, and then levels out.
Like, want to get it, push it out there or do anything with it was because there's a certain, like, paranoia level for me personally that I'm a little scared about, you know, like, in terms of, like, maybe we caught something on camera that we really shouldn't have, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And that gets me a little bit worried, but I'm kind of at the point where it's like, you know, it's not like I'm out there promoting this, and I've shown a bunch of people, shown my friends, shown my family, shown friends of friends, and everybody has the same reaction when they see it, you know, which is crazy. So, like,
that is incredible. You
know, look how slow it is. Here it comes.
That means, like,
you see, it was on its side, then it flipped over.
I'm okay with that, you know.
See,
look at this thing.
That don't look like a modern jet. Damn, bro. So,
wow.
Now you get my point.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah,
I had not seen that.
Dude, I'm telling you that there, honestly, I watched it and I watched it and I watched it looking, because every freaking video I see, it even if it seemed real, there's way too much gray in there for it to be a possible of something else, right? But when you see these types, I mean, that wasn't Photoshop. That wasn't,
yes,
edited.
Leprechaun says it was one of our experimental aircraft, he thinks.
So, and there is that.
There is that. There's no question about that. If you're listening to the show and you did not see the video, go out to our Facebook page, Abnormal Realities, and the video is posted there. So,
yeah, it's a pretty incredible video. And to watch the thing bank and turn.
It did. That's the thing. It came down off the mountain and then turned. It banked, turned itself to the right, banked around, leveled out, and then shot across there.
Do you realize the amount of focus a human being would have to have going that fast to be able to steer something like that? Could our brain process that kind of speed that quick?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, you got to think about the fact that we've got, you know, jets, SR-71s, U-2s, that fly at probably that speed. You know, it takes them 150 miles just to turn.
Sure.
You know, but they're way the hell up there, not that close to the ground. And that thing wasn't very big.
Nope.
I mean, it was probably the size of a car, maybe,
yeah,
a little bit smaller.
Yep. But to travel how far? How many miles? 3.5 miles
three and
in
half
one
miles
second.
In a second.
How do you do the math on that? How fast?
Hey, there is math that can be done, but I don't know.
Somebody do the math for us. Figure out how fast 3.5 miles travel in 1 second is. Can you Google that? I wonder if Google would know. I wonder if Google would know.
How far? What?
How fast are you traveling if you travel 3.5 miles in 1 second? Somebody's doing it right now. I bet we're going to get it on YouTube because, you know, people are freaking badass, and they're always looking out for our intel, right? Kind of. Let me look.
Average speed calculator. Speed calculator is a tool. Let's see. Speed calculator.
Ooh, Maverick distance, went Mach 10?
3.5.
What?
In 1 second. You're traveling 12,600 miles per hour.
Okay.
Mother.
Okay.
Pearl,
how fast is the fastest flying jet? How fast does that go miles per hour wise?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, our stuff in space travels 17,500 miles
that's
an hour.
In space, though.
I know. You know, that's how fast it's moving.
Hey, but. Google. How fast is the fastest flying jet miles per hour?
According to Google Arts and Culture, the Lockheed State Route 71 Blackbird is the fastest jet aircraft in the world, reaching speeds of Mach 3.3. That's more than 3,500 kilometers per hour and almost four times as fast as the average cruising speed of a commercial airliner.
Hmm. Okay, what's 3,500 kilometers per hour? What is that? It sounds fast. I got a little paranoid there.
How many kilometers per hour?
3,500 kilometers per hour. And I know it can't be what we just figured out. What did you say it was? 15,000 miles an hour?
That's 2,100 miles per hour.
Oh, so we're not even...
No, it was 12,600.
Wow. Okay.
All right. We got to go, guys.
Shit.
All right.
Dude.
Take us home.
No.
Yeah, we don't want to say goodbye, but we have to because it's, you know, it's that time. But we're doing Thursday nights, same time, same channel, same places, but it'll be on Thursday nights now. So join us next Thursday night and maybe we'll have some more good information. I do know we've got a guest scheduled. Don't know if we'll actually have that guest with us on Thursday night, but
we'll be doing some cut in shit too, I promise.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And
yeah.
There's no rules there. All right. No rules.
AbnormalRealities.com, OdysseyRadio.com. We are building on Odyssey Radio. Continue to help us there, and we appreciate it very much. Rocky?
Love you guys. Swear to God. Love Ollie, except you two in the corner back there. Forget about it. Don't even call me. You know what I mean? Folks, AbnormalRealities.com, OdysseyRadio.com, ODYSY Radio.com. Get your asses over there. Love you guys.